Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything and everything against bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no shits from nobodies. If you don't like me, just direct yourself to the nearest buff fuckery and go kill yourself. Today will not be any different. Today I was inspired. Because there have been two instances where provocation has happened. And I just want to ask this question. Because this kind of happened to me this week as well. Twice as well. Why is it okay? In fact, hold on. Let's play the sound. The background music. Why is it okay for a person to provoke another, provoke, push someone towards anger, bully them, insult them, and attack them? And the moment that person has had enough of getting insulted, bullied, what have you, and he reacts, the person who is reacting to the provocation is always viewed wrong. Is always viewed like he's the psychopath. And I've seen this happen, and I've been, and this has happened to me. One occasion is when I was going after Luke Rakowski. There was this one woman who was part of the group. We'll call her Jan because that's her name. She kept, oh, why don't you use your real name? Why do you use a fake name? First of all, Louis is my real name. It is. MB is my last initials. In fact, my real name is out there. And it's not, it's just Louis B. I mean, Louis, my first initials. I mean, I didn't change my name at all. And so I got tired of her asking silly questions. And I yelled at her. She knew what she was doing. She was being a provocateur. Now, let me go into this. The first story in the news. There's this gentleman by the name of Adam Rickman, who was a host of the Travel Channel show Man vs. Food, where basically he would go across the nation and he'll challenge, like, eating a 50-pound burger in a certain amount of time. He was a competitive eater. It was like a competitive eating show type thing. And so he decided to get healthy. He's had health problems. So he decided to start getting healthy. He even city he visits. He delves deeper and exposing their off-menu hidden dishes, what he calls off-the-grid restaurants, which even the locals don't know about. And it's been postponed. You know why? Because he posted a let me read this story here. Adam Rickman deals with a social media backlash. The Travel Channel has put the series Man Finds Food on hold. Rickman also, for his other Travel Channel program, Man vs. Food, has been in a war of words on Instagram over a photo he posted showing off his weight loss. The TV personality had lost more than 60 pounds since Man vs. Food went off the air in 2012, and when he spoke about his new physique on Instagram using the hashtag Finspiration, it sparked a heated online sparring. Writer Amber Sarah, if you could see her picture, she is of the she's a fat American. And look, I'm not one. Okay, I'm back on. I don't know how long I've been out. For some reason, shit is not working for me here. So, if someone could tweet me what they've, or Facebook me, because for some reason my chat is not working as well. Alrighty. Yes, I am live, Casey. God, I totally just lost my fucking place, didn't I? Because I'm having technical issues. This is what I get for trying to do it at work. No homo. So, okay, where was I? Yeah, okay, so anyways, okay, good. He used the hashtag Finspiration. He lost 60 pounds. I'm talking about Adam Rickman, again, of the Travel Channel. He did a show called Man vs. Food where he would go around and basically perform eating competitions. He would eat, like, let's say a restaurant had, okay, eat this 30-pound steak in, like, an hour and you eat it, get it for free, or a burger, or what have you, like, huge portions. So, you know, when it went off the air in 2012, he started trying to get skinny because he had health issues. And then he used the hashtag Finspiration. And some chick who writes for XO Jane, which is a feminist blog, which basically is, you know, well, I'm a woman, we're not supposed to be held accountable type site, where, you know, if a man did the same thing, he would get reamed like crazy. Like, how the fuck is that fair? So anyways, she starts attacking him on his Instagram, and which she conveniently deleted her initial post and then had her followers attacking him. Like, he didn't do anything wrong. He's like, look, Finspiration, I'm getting healthy. He didn't mean anything to cause, you know, harm for bulimics or anorexics. Like, this chick who's in love with her body, who's very extremely overweight. She's not, like, look, I have dated fat girls before. A lot of them are very attractive. Very attractive. And even though they have extra weight on them, they're, you know, it's fantastic. This woman, she looks like she's wearing tight clothes. She's like, oh my God, I'm so proud of my body. But you're unhealthy. You can't, Like me, I'm overweight. I'm unhealthy. I'm trying to lose weight. Like, I'm a diabetic. What the fuck? But, you know, she tries to make herself look like a hero and pisses him off. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Adam posted this video. Okay, here, let me read this from Break.com. Recently, Adam posted on his Instagram account a picture of the latest in his pursuit to lose weight. This is nothing new, seeing as he's been losing weight for a while after being the poster boy for health issues due to overeating because of his previous eating challenge show, which is why he's hosting a show about finding food, not inhaling it. So, hey, good for Adam. He's making some healthy choices in his life and sharing the results. In fact, he lost 70 pounds so far. I dig it. Amber and her friends did not. Can you spot the problem in Adam's post? He posted under his picture, had ordered this suit from a Saville Row tailor over a year ago. Think I'm gonna need to have it taken in a little. Hashtag victory, hashtag eyes on the prize, hashtag anything is possible, hashtag fitness, hashtag transformation, hashtag finspiration. You can't really tell in the image, but Adam is stretching out his old pants to show how much weight he lost. So she and her friends replied to this photo specifically because of the hashtag finspiration as its hashtag. Apparently the hashtag finspiration has a negative meaning. Did I, like me personally, I didn't know that. No one knows that. Like, honestly, it's obvious he didn't mean it to be a slight towards fat people, towards people with eating disorders. Obviously. Like, come on. Like, people, you know, some people want to be, only do this, not because they're really offended. Like Jim Norton says, they do it because they want to feel important about themselves. That's what they do, and then they provoke, so that way they could get a reaction out of someone, and then play the victim. That's what it is. People, you know, they provoke, then play the victim. This whole fucking PC, not PC crap that's going on in this country is fucking disgusting. It really is. You know, she's like, of course she deleted her comment. So, but Adam responds with, do I look like I give a fuck? Honestly, what's offensive about that? Fuck off. You don't like what I said? I didn't mean nothing, whatever. Oh no, we have liftoff. Adam started out with Amber and her anti-inspiration clan and didn't hold back the punches. Unfortunately, we're limited to finding the original comments and only Adam's replies from this Instagram argument, so take it for what it's worth yet again. Yeah, because Amber deleted her comments, and so that way she could play the victim. Amber Sarah, look her up. She's like, what the fuck is your problem? Like, I would understand If Adam put, you know, I'm losing weight, no more fucking fat bitches, you know, I would understand. That's offensive. I mean, well, not offensive, but that's just, it's me. Or he would have started like, oh, I'm losing weight, unlike Amber Zara. Like, I would understand if it was a personal attack. He was freaking documenting his own success, his own goals. He wanted to lose weight for himself. He's doing it for himself. He wants to be healthier. And yet you have these fucking people that wanna that attack you. And the moment, and here's the thing. Let me go back to reading the tweets. Some chick named Boise Furious Star, I don't know. I may be a dummy, but at least I've learned that slurs are never excused. And again, I started off politely attempting to educate you. Next time you fuck up, and you will, since you clearly have no responsibility for your own words, maybe realize that you aren't being trolled, but you are upset actual human being. No. He didn't upset nobody. They saw this, they saw Thinspiration, and they're like, oh my god, I get to play a victim, I get to be important, I'm gonna get some free advertising, which what happened. The media took this, and now Miss Amber Sarah, and unfortunately, me, she's getting her name mentioned everywhere. She's getting her blog mentioned, and she's gonna get more hits. And I'm hoping people start trolling her and start freaking giving her shit. Adam Rickman responded to, like, maybe you should check my subsequent posts, you fool, and maybe you'll acknowledge that just because someone is on TV, they are no less worthy of human kindness, respect, forgiveness, or patience. So go on, be vindictive. Email my responses because that's what good people do, right? Give me a fucking break. If anyone acts like a cunt, I'm calling them one. It's not misogyny. It's called calling a spade a spade. Maybe you're the one being aggressive and unfair. And yes, my use of the hat, if that a hashtag offended you, it was unintentional, and for that I'm sorry. Like, honestly, how many people knew that I never even heard of the hashtag Finspiration. I mean, this is what happens when people have no real fucking business. It's like, oh my god, everyone's only worried about their goddamn cause, and then they want to throw somebody under the bus so that way they could get acknowledged, get personal, what do you call it? Hold on, I did a show on this earlier too, everything is terrible. Yeah, Apocalypse did a show about this. Yeah, I mean, it's not fair. Look, again, I'm a fat guy, and honestly, as much as it sucks, if some chick comes up to me or comments on my picture, you're fat, I'm like, it's like, alright, well, fine, I guess. I mean, but I'm not gonna be going, I don't go out acting like an asshole. Adam Rickman wasn't acting like an asshole. He was like, look, I'm losing weight, woo, woo, woo me, you know? He's not fucking poking fun at anybody. Like, it's like we live in a country that if you take a responsibility for yourself, you get fucking punished. You get punished for doing the right thing. You get punished for reacting. Because now, because of him going after people, they postponed his show. For what? What did he do wrong? You're not allowed to defend. Like, I understand in New York City, you're barely allowed to defend yourself. If somebody comes at you with a knife and you break his nose, both of you could go to jail. Because the cops are not trying to figure out, okay, is this self-defense or whatever? They're too lazy. They're too freaking lazy. And over here, apparently the fucking society's too lazy. It's like, look, if you're going to attack somebody, you're going to get called a cunt. I'm sorry. Like, this happened off on me, a fat, ugly this. I'm like, whoa, I don't even know you. So, hey, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm a New York City kid. If somebody comes at me and starts talking shit, I'm talking shit right back. So I'm saying, please kill yourself. I hope you get raped. You know, you die. Kill yourself. You're fucking nothing. Like, I got upset, and the girl I'm talking to, she took offense to it. Like, you didn't stop your friend from talking shit. You didn't say nothing to your friend. But I'm supposed to be the bigger person when someone... Like, that's the thing. Oh, why don't you be the bigger person? Be the bigger person. Okay. For every reaction, there's a opposite reaction. If someone is going to be acting a fool... If someone's going to be acting a fool while, you know, treating you like crap, and you don't say nothing, they think it's okay. They think they can continue. They think you're a coward. That is what they say. And if you don't shut them down, like, yo, like, that'll be like, that's like someone coming up to you, punching you in the face, and you're like, well, you know, I'm going to be the bigger person and walk away. That person's going to think, oh, well, I'm safe now because he ain't going to hit me again. So you keep hitting, you keep hitting, you keep hitting. Then she takes me aside and says, you know, after all this, she takes me aside and says, hey, you know, why can't you be the bigger person? You know, she does that with everyone. She's just playing. Like, I don't know her. To me, that's an attack. That's disrespectful. I mean, saying racist shit and then calling her a cunt is wrong, and saying, I hope she's raped, I hope that, you know. you know, you say that out of, you say shit out of anger. It's like, yo, what the fuck? What the hell did I do? Does that sound fair? It doesn't. You know, it really, it's just really upsetting that we live in this, where some chick on XO Jane, which to me is the most crackheaded website ever, XO Jane, it's the women that don't want to be held accountable for their stupid choices. Oh, and oh, men are rapists. That's what that site is. Men are evil. Oh, men, you know. Masculinity. Oh, my God. They even talk shit about MRAs here, which they like.
We want free birth control.
Why can't men get a Viagra paid for, but we can't get... Why can't we get our birth control? Because you know what? Viagra is medication to correct a problem. To correct an illness, an issue. To make your function go back to normal. That's the difference. It's not just about sex. Like, and honestly, like, ugh. I mean, I haven't looked into Hobby Lobby yet, so I'm not going to talk about it, but that's just pretty much my point. But. If anybody wants to call in, let me get the Gmail. Apocalypse, try not to call me on Skype because it's just not working. If you guys want to call me, the number is 347-927-6824. You could add me on Skype to chat with me, text wise. It really just aggravates me. It's like everyone likes to, you want to provoke somebody, get a reaction, and when you do, oh, I'm a victim. He shouldn't have said that. You know what? You shouldn't have been fucking with someone in the first place. Like, where the hell do you get off? Like, why? Like, honestly, why? It's just, you know, this type of shit. He's like, he says, grab a razor, draw a bath. Yes, I doubt anyone will miss you. Yes, you know what? You say that shit, it's like you fuck with somebody and they're gonna say something mean to you. Like, I remember back in the day, I'm told, you don't tease someone because if they hit you, then it's your own fault. That's how what I was taught. You know, you keep messing with someone, there's a possibility you're going to get sat down and get your ass kicked. Why is that okay? I've long since struggled with my body image and have worked very hard to achieve a healthy weight, Rickman said in an apology. Instead of responding to hurtful comments with compassion, I lashed out in anger. I am not asking for sympathy, but rather understanding and forgiveness. I can say with certainty that I'm taking a deep look at myself. You know what? He didn't do nothing wrong. Like, I wouldn't have apologized. I would have been like, yo, You're gonna treat me like I'm a jerk? You're gonna get treated like a jerk. Like, why is that okay? Like, how is this? Why does his career have to get messed up? Because this, first of all, I would have been like, oh, she deleted her comments? No, fuck her. Honestly. Like, we live in such a pussified society that no one sticks up for anybody. We live in a fucking society where okay, you say one word, oh my God, you just hurt a interest group. Everyone treats interest groups like they're fucking political groups. And even still, they, you know, like, fuck you, alright, whatever. Like, let's see, you know what, I would have, if I was a Travel Channel, I would be like, alright, we're gonna let the market decide. Like Andy, like how Andy Kaufman did, if you don't want me on Saturday Night Live, call this number, and if it happens, if you don't want me here, I'm gone, and if I get enough votes, I'm gone. If no one watched Man Looks for Searches for Food or something, I forgot the name of it already, his new show. If nobody watched it as a result of his comments, then cancel it. But to shelve it because one person, where's the backlash? Where is the real backlash? There was no backlash. Just one fat girl with a big mouth who wanted to start shit and didn't like what somebody said. It's like, oh, you should treat a person well. You know, like what happened to me on that Sky Curve. Oh, she's a girl. She's a girl. So women could talk to you any fucking which way and you gotta stay shut because she's a girl. No, if you're gonna talk like a man, freaking try to insult a man, you're gonna get spoken to like a man. You're gonna get insulted. You're gonna get disrespected like you're a man. Same way. Like, at that point, you stop being a woman and you become a target. I got that from Tommy Sotomayor. Like, how dare you? Who the fuck do you think you are to tell me what I can and cannot say? See, that's the problem in this country. Everyone tries to tell you what you can and can't say. And they try to get you fired. Oh, I didn't like what you said. You know, we don't accept your apology. We demand an apology, but we don't accept it. We still want you fired. It's just... So they pull his show. Anyways, the next one. I'm a big fan of the Opie and Anthony show. I've been listening to them ever since I was 14 years old. That's over 15 years. 15 years. Do the math. Yes, I'm 30 years old. Fine. Start stalking me. Jerks. Shock Shock Anthony Cumia fired for racist Twitter rant. Longtime Shock Jock Anthony Coomer has been fired from his Opie and Anthony radio gig after unleashing a racially charged Twitter rant on Tuesday. SiriusXM made the decision to release Cumia after he took to the social media website to vent about a run-in he had with a black woman in Times Square. The 50-year-old satellite radio host claims the woman repeatedly punched him early Tuesday after he had taken some pictures with her in the frame. The company released a statement that read, SiriusXM has terminated its relationship with Anthony Cumia of the Opie and Anthony channel. The decision was made and Cumia informed late Thursday, July 3rd, after careful consideration of his racially charged and hateful remarks on the social media. Those remarks and postings are abhorrent to SiriusXM, and his behavior is wholly inconsistent with what SiriusXM represents. Okay, let's read the tweets. So I'm taking pics in New York City, and a black girl who was in the frame punched me in the face. I called her a fucking whatever, because that's what she was, because it was like hashtag whatever, blah, 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 blah. Then she punched me 5 more times. She's lucky I was a white legal gun owner, or she'd be dead. Then 5 blacks started giving me shit. I told them to back the fuck off. This wasn't their show. The cunt then punched me again. Seems white boys don't hit back, lucky savage. Wish a cop was around, although she said she'll tell them I sexually harassed her, lying cunt. I hope she gets shot in her ass, fuckface. Ugh. They aren't people. I'm fucking livid. If I was an illegal savage, I'd have shot her. The IR violence in her was so predictable. I hope she gets killed. Okay, what was racist about that? What was racist about that? The woman turned out to be black. He tweeted her picture. She's black. What's racist? Not one N-word in there. Not one other ethnic derogatory term for black people in there. Never. Not even there. Like, honestly, someone punching in your face, yeah, I'm gonna be pissed off. I'm gonna be angry. I'm gonna wanna say something even more hurtful than this. I would say something even more ignorant than this if some chick or man, whatever, punched me in the face for no reason. And honestly, it is a fucking issue going on here. There are too many ghetto hood rats out there who black, Latin, what have you, who are violent, and they are savages. There are. And when you, and like, you look in the news, like, what would you call that black dude that punched that pregnant woman in Florida to rob her? A savage. An animal. And he happened to be black. Is that racist to say? I bet she was saying all types of N-words. I bet her husband was saying all types of N-words. I would. Some black dude punch my wife. Like, the fucking N-word coward. I would be saying that. How is that okay? And how does somebody get fired for, you know, get fired for saying something off the clock? It is just really fucking upsetting. Now, my favorite show is Off the Air, a show that I listen to, and you know what? A lot of the fans are cutting off XM. They're canceling their XM subscription. I hope each and every one of the Opie Anthony fans cancels their subscription. I canceled mine. Fuck that. You're not getting my $15 a month. If I'm going to be paying for programming, it's just, like, really? Again, if you want to call in, the number is 347-927-6824 or crutchoutradio@yahoo.com. Have a Nagila asshole to you, too. Someone said, have a Nagila asshole.
They said, have a Nagila asshole.
It's... Man, I just wish my chat was working. I bet it doesn't even work right now. But I'm on Facebook, so Louis Danger B on Facebook. If you want to message me. Like, I don't get it. I know I'm repeating myself. I just don't get it. I don't understand how you could provoke someone, punch someone in the face, and they say something because they were physically attacked or verbally attacked, and it gets upsetting after a while, and they're the ones that have to be the bigger person because they happen to be in the media. No, they're human beings. Like, this is the thing, man. You know, it's like, why are they held at a higher standard than the rest of us? Honestly, if you're on TV, then you should reflect what society's made of. You should be held at the same standards. Anthony Cumia is a legal concealed carry card member in New York City and New York, which is rare. And the only people that get that are celebrities. So what if he would have pulled his gun and shot her and shot the five black people surrounding him? What would have happened? It's like, what, you know, She happens to be in the frame. I mean, you know, where the hell do people get that? Oh, we could put your hands on somebody like that. Apocalypse, if you want to chime in. Holy crap. Damn, this is going to be a quick hit? Shit. Alright, I guess it... Oh, hold on, we're getting a caller. Hey, Casper. Casper? Hey, Casper. Okay, I guess, Okay, Casper. Casper Leech, you have time for him. For some reason, it's just not working. What the hell? This is my December. This is my time of the year. It went to my message. Alright, let's try calling Casper. Hey, Casper. What the hell? I just tried calling him. Let's see if he picks up. Hey, Casper, can you hear me? Casper, let me see if I could... Yeah, I got this going. Input, yep. Yep, I got all my settings correct. I don't know. Okay, call again. Trying to get this person on hold. Okay, I'm gonna try calling him on Skype. Let's see if this works.
Hello. Hey.
Oh crap. What the hell?
Alright, trying to get this person on hold.
Oh, shut me off. Shut off the stream. Okay, I'm going to try calling him on Skype. Let's see if this works. Okay, Casper.
Hello?
Casper.
Hello?
Oh,
hello?
Shut off the stream. Shut off the stream.
This person on hold.
Oh, shut me off. Shut off. All right.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, Groovy. Hello, and happy 4th of July.
Well, it's already the 5th of July here, but I appreciate this, the well wishes. How are we doing today, Casper? Of Time for Hemp, the foremost hemp podcast and network of all the internet.
Pretty groovy. Thank you for asking. It's been fun to watch your comedy grow.
Oh, you've been watching. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, have you heard the subject matter of my podcast so far?
Yeah, I was gonna call in and do a crass joke, and then at the last minute, I thought it might not be appropriate. But then I thought, well, it's Louis B's show. You never know.
Yeah, so, well, you know, a crass joke is always welcomed. From
yes, I don't know. You're talking about women being hit, right?
No, I'm talking about women. Like, if a woman wants to talk to a man and disrespect him, then she shouldn't be surprised of the response she gets.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's why I brought that joke up, which is, what do you say to a gender? You're absolutely true. Now, I have restrained from hitting an individual simply because that individual was female in the past, because the way I was raised. But at the same time, when I was in the military, I was in the Army, I was taught straight up, if your combat mission requires that you're an on-the-ground troop and you're facing combat with another enemy combatant that happens to be female, you still beat the crap out of that individual and pull the trigger and put a bullet through him to save your life.
Well, what I'm talking about is not hitting a woman so much as how, like, especially on social media, you'll get someone trying to provoke you, you know, and basically, like, for example, I'm talking about Anthony Cumia of the OPM Anthony show. He got fired.
That's at the Yahoo News tonight.
Yeah. He was getting punched in the, he got punched in the face by a woman. He didn't hit her back. Because she thought, you know, she was in the frame of pictures he was taking, and she got upset.
Okay.
So she punched him in the face 5 times. And so he was upset, understandably, and he tweeted out, and just because he said black girl and called her an animal because that's how she was acting.
Hey.
You know, he got fired from his job because it was racially insensitive. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Which is right, it's bullshit. If she happened to be black, well, then he's just giving a description of the individual so you don't mistake her alongside the brown, red, or white girl she's standing with.
Exactly. And I went to talk about Adam Rickman, who has a show on the Travel Channel, and he lost a lot of weight. And some fat activist named Amber, I forgot her name already, started commenting on his picture on Instagram, and started messing with him, and she sent her followers after him to mess with him. He got upset. He said, you know, called them cunts. He said, you know, pretty much gave a thing here, and I will be right back.
Why did you get commercial break?
Sorry about that. I had to take a call and step away. Casper?
Cool. No, but I was kind of like getting ready to say, you know, in combat, you know, you take on the enemy soldier. And if some woman were to hit me 5 times in the face, she'd be lucky that I didn't get up and kick her kneecaps in and break her spine if I had an opportunity to do so, because that is all bets are off. You're throwing the first punch. You're fighting, I hate to use the expression, like a man, because, you know, and the way our society has to have terms, but you're fighting in a combatant way. And to me, it doesn't make a difference if you're an old woman who's hitting me with your damn umbrella, a frail old man in a wheelchair who's hitting me with your damn cane. If you're doing stupid shit like that, don't be surprised if I don't take that cane from you and break it over your damn head. If you're hitting me unprovoked, because there are so many other ways to settle situations without having to resort to violence. So if you as an individual resort to violence, don't be surprised if someone kicks your ass.
Exactly. I mean, you don't see me going up to like a 300-pound bodybuilder. Oh, no, actually, no. A better example. You don't see me going up to George St. Pierre and calling him a fucking frog.
No, you don't.
Because I'm gonna get my ass kicked. In fact, no. I don't feel ashamed that I don't feel ashamed admitting that George St. Pierre could kick the living shit out of me.
No, and exactly, and at the same time, if you went up and did that and the police asked for a description of the perpetrator, I'd have to say it was an Hispanic male who stood about 5'4". For God's sake, don't let me go to court and be completely incorrect because I referred to you as a Hispanic male.
Oh, he was brown.
Oh my God, he was a brown guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5'11". Could have been Hispanic, could have been black, could have been Latino, I don't know. He could have been out, could have been a white guy with a tan. I don't know.
Exactly. it really, I mean, it's the whole hypocrisy here. I mean, like, how much abuse as a man or as a person do I have to take before I could say, yo, enough, before I could rightfully be upset at me being attacked?
Exactly. Like, oh, and if you do that to me on Facebook, see, that's the one cool thing. My Facebook profile, as soon as you show anything disrespectful, anything, I just unfriend you. I don't give a rat's ass. Most of the people on Facebook that are my friends, I've never even met, let alone had a text message with.
Yeah.
And so I can give a rat's ass. But if you do something really stupid, like I'm a believer that the Sandy Hook was a false flag, as an example. And if you and your little Dominion friends decide to come out and attack me, you're right. I will let Facebook know that you're harassing me. I will call you a cunt and a jackass and a dumbass on my homepage.
Yeah.
Well, let my friends know to ignore you and unfriend you. And when I get on my live radio show, I'll let everybody know what a piece of shit you are.
Yeah, I mean, again, another personal experience I had. I did a show about this on Monday about this girl that I was seeing. You know, she kept provoking me to get upset because she had mental issues. But you know, just because she had mental issues, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist. I couldn't give her any medication.
Right.
I made the mistake in thinking I could be there for her and she would, you know, I could earn her love. That's what was the he's like, you triggered me. I'm like, look, you provoked me. This is what you wanted. Like, in a lot of arguments, she would get very hostile with me. And so, if I yelled at her, why are you yelling at me, to play the victim? Or she would accuse me of trying to play a victim when I say, hey, you're being kind of shitty. So, I mean, it's like, so I had to do that. So, this week, after she said, don't contact me, don't, if you see me on the, because she got me into comedy. If you see me in the comedy clubs, ignore me. Fine. Apparently that was only meant for her, and so she decided to when she followed me into the comedy club, and she wasn't even scheduled to work that day. She followed me into the club. She looked for me, and she's like, "I want to shake the hand of a worthy opponent." And I'm like, "Get the fuck away from me, Christy." And I'm like, no, you shake my hand. So I started ignoring her, and she's like, oh, you don't want to shake my hand? And she walked away. So then so she sends me a text message. She's like, I'm being human. And I'm like, look. You know, and Casper, I just want to say, like, one of the first fights she had was, she said she just wanted to be friends. So then when I started looking at other girls, because I'm a single man, She acted like a jealous girlfriend, like I was cheating on her.
Well, you know, some people think the world revolves around them, and I'm like you. If someone says, you know, if you do this or you do that, well, then you just might as well forget about me, and then I forget about them, and I'm very happy with forgetting about them. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy with ignoring them in public, and I don't see any reason to change that now. All of us are like, well, why did you ignore me in public? Well, it's like, you know, you told me let's just not talk.
Exactly.
Ever again. So, look, I saw public and I thought, you know, you're right. I don't still have anything to say to you, so I don't want to broach a conversation with you. And now that you've done so, I'll just tell you straight up, I think you're a bitch. Move along.
Yeah, I mean, and I've still been very nice to her because, you know, I'm sorry, with my, I guess, my sickness, I still care a lot about her. I wish that this didn't happen because I...
Love is overrated, Louis. Stop it.
So anyway, so she calls me and she leaves a voicemail. So, yeah.
This is Christy. That's why I keep telling you, get your dates off of Craigslist. I do. No, they show up. You spend 20, 30 minutes. You're off. They're gone. You don't see each other again. It's awesome.
Oh, all right, then. Well, here, let me play this call real quick.
This is the final form. I hit you up on Twitter, Facebook, and email. I don't deserve to be made into a monster publicly. This is not fair. But I will be willing to have, like, a public radio show where we discuss the issues at hand, as I think there's a lot of people in this world who probably have gone through the same situation. 6 o'clock today. So between 12:30 and 6 p.m., I'm available to speak. But using my name on Facebook and just setting me up to be something like evil is not fair. And you know that I'm not that way. We had something, this is exactly what I'm talking about when I said I was afraid to get into something with you. That if something went wrong, you would use me in a public way.
Oops.
So please do call me back. I'm available again between 12:30 and 6 today. And I'm available between 7 a.m. to noon tomorrow. And if you do not respond, I will send a formal petition to your address. So please do give me a call back. Again, I'm willing to make this 100% public as long as both parties are involved. Thank you. Have a nice day.
To replay, press
1. Crazy bitch.
Get it all out. No. Hello?
Yes.
Why don't we just do a combined radio show?
No.
It would just make it easier. It would get it all out in the world. Won't. It would just get it done and get it healed.
No.
Why?
You said, don't contact me, don't call me, nothing.
Well, I'm rebuking that statement for a number of reasons. Here's why.
No, because I don't want you to use my name in a public way.
Why?
You told me to ignore you, I ignored you, yet you went downstairs and looked for me to fuck with me. That's stalking. You're stalking. Stop it. I left you alone. You leave me alone. I deleted that show.
You didn't leave me alone, though. You did that show and you put my name up.
Yeah, and I deleted that show and when I posted those was before the show. So,
you put my name up in a public way.
Yeah. Oh, well, hold on.
You put my name up, and I don't deserve that. And that's why I said, let's just get this over with, talk about our story.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. Christina, I'm hanging up right now, and the answer is no. Deal with it. Okay?
So you have me on a three-way conversation.
No, I don't have you on a three-way conversation. I have my friend on my cell phone, and I got you on Google Voice.
All right, well, just at least delete the statement. If not, the way I wanted it was...
No. It's always...
The story.
Tell her to get the fuck off the phone, because that's some real shit. She caused it. Be a grown-ass woman. You're over 21. And fucking deal with the fucking bed you made. I don't even know why you even answered the phone for this cunt, dude.
All right, I'm going to go. Thank you for having me on a three-way conversation. Take care.
Yeah, you know...
At least just don't...
Shut up. Alright. I just hung up on her.
Jesus.
Yep. So, Casper, what'd you think of that?
Wow. Sounds like she was just somebody who just rolls and drolls in drama.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and this is that, the...
That's what feeds her soul and spirit.
Yeah, I mean, this is what she sent me. She's like, you completely broke my heart this week, Louis. I know this is probably the wrong thing to say or do, but you really did. Okay. All right. Why comment on me? Like, why send me a message? I'll be willing to do a public show with both parties involved. However, I will refuse to be made into a victim or victor. Thank you.
Well, really, it's a moot point. I mean, it's like, it should be in the past now. All of you should be moving forward.
Yeah.
Everybody should be letting go of it. And good Lord. And you know, you took a show off, you know, so that people can't contact her about it and hear it. I wouldn't have done that. You know, I own a network. And there's been a couple of shows that was done by Terry Joyce, comedian on our network. And she caught her guest lying a couple of times. And when she did, she started making fun of them and making fun of what they had to say and making the butt of jokes. And so did the rest of the panel that works with Terry. And so the next day, the people who were guests of the show were like demanding that that show be removed from the Time for Him Global Broadcasting Network and taken off speaker and iTunes and Tumblr and SoundCloud. And I just wrote back, you agreed to be on the show. It's freedom of speech. If you don't want people to hear shit like that publicly, don't say shit like that publicly.
Exactly.
Straight up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like, and she provoked me. She provoked me to
fire pop a lot. Yeah. Right. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no, and she provoked me to the point that I did that show because of the constant treating me like a yo-yo. And then when she was on her show, true, she didn't mention my name, but she said the reason why I broke the date with her on Friday was because I felt like I wasn't good enough. No, I said everything I do is never good enough because she was always taking back. She's like, I want to be with you, but then she would take it back.
See, and now she's also been successful in eating up your future time that you have away from her. Yeah. I mean, once you walked away from her 3 days ago, 3 hours ago, 3 weeks ago, should have been the last time you ever had a big old happy ass conversation about her. But here yet on your show again this evening, you're having a conversation about this woman, and she.
Well, the only reason why I'm
is
using...
the center of your attention. Yeah, so at least even though it's a negative viewpoint upon her, you're still focused on her.
Well, the reason why I'm bringing it up is because this show is the subject is provoked. You know, how much, like, when is it okay to be angry as a proper response? Because she accused me. She's like, I can't be with you because you're so angry, but I'm going to push your buttons.
Uh-huh.
To make you angry.
That can be true among just two friends. Where, I mean, you can be both of the same gender. You can have a friend, and the two of you are traveling long distance, and you guys have been friends for like 5-7 years, and you know exactly what things to say to push each other buttons, and somebody needs to stop and take a piss, and somebody's in a hurry and doesn't want to do that just yet. And suddenly, little sniping about your mom and your girlfriend and the class you failed when you were in the third grade, the time that you fucked up there, the baseball field looks stupid, all come into conversation and play just so that they can push your fucking buttons, make you angry.
Yeah.
So when someone does that, you're right. If someone starts pushing, I always tell people, don't poke the bear.
Yeah.
Because if you're liable to get bit, and if you get bit, fuck you, that's your own problem. You poked the bear.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's kind of, you know, that's pretty much, that's a very good example you bring up. Like, an animal, people like fucking with animals, and an animal doesn't have a moral understanding. It doesn't have a conscience. It's like, ow, you're fucking with me. I'm going to bite the shit out of you. And then what they do when the animal bites the shit out of someone or gorges someone because you want to start poking me with swords and, you know, freaking throw a blanket over my face and piss me off and I freaking get my horn and shove it up your ass. You know, they want bad animal and kill it.
Right. And that is stupid. I don't understand mankind. You know, that's why I don't know if there is, and I don't want to get off on the tangent of. I'm just making use of this as an allegory, but that's why I've often thought if we were to be visited by another species from another planet, you know, if aliens flew into our world and said hello, they really wouldn't say hello. I mean, human beings have had very little success at learning how to communicate with the other species on this planet already. The dolphins, the bears, the tigers. And we've ended up killing everything we don't understand. And now we find out years later that we are maturing and we are getting intelligent as a species, that elephants can think and they do remember all their life. They mate for life with one species and they cry when their little ones die. And little dolphins also have the same emotions now. We're discovering that dogs are able to think ahead. And golly gee, the cows that we're killing are able to actually think ahead too and have the ability to love and care, blah, blah. So if another species were to fly down to our planet and provoke us, or we were to provoke them, would it be provoked or would it just be a natural interaction? Because we as a species can't even communicate with the dolphins and the bears here on Earth. If something flew in to our world, it would probably end up killing us just because it didn't understand us. We would be poking it and throwing sticks at it and trying to kill it before we even learn trying to communicate with it.
Well, I think if there are other intelligent life forms, they've monitored our television and everything and decided, nah, we don't deserve enlightenment. Fuck them. Because
I've seen America's Got Talent. They know.
Yeah, right. I don't watch reality television. It's like, really, we're supposed to give these monkeys the cure for cancer and AIDS and whatnot. Get out of here. Let them kill each other. We'll come back when the species is down to like 1,000, and we'll see if they're chill, if they've learned from their own destruction.
You're right, because they're probably thinking, nah, let's just not land. They're a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, no, it'd be like, look, like you see a guy, you know, you see an idiot, is like, nah, I don't want to deal with him.
I mean, how awful is it? We provoke every species, don't we?
Yeah.
Because every species pretty much has left us alone.
No, we provoke each other, because look at Columbus and the Indians, or, you know, the Africans and whatever, and the southern tribes. I mean, they've actually said it's now legal to kill indigenous Indians in South America that haven't been contacted.
Because I'm really Cain and Abel to provoke each other.
Well, no, I mean, Cain was just a jealous twat, really. If you really read, yeah, no, he's like, you know, Abel's trying to do the right thing by people, and then Cain is just a hating ass motherfucker because he didn't want to put in the work. He thought, oh, I'm entitled to get more of God's love, and you know, it was out of jealousy.
We as kids fuck our own brothers and sisters, 2, 3, 5. So it's almost an instinct, because I know sometimes just for fun, just for shits and giggles, if I'm in a sassy mood and I know everybody's feeling right, I'll provoke one of my friends in fun. You know, I'll come on, hey, you little wimpy ass, bad, horrible playing football player, blah, blah, you know, and they'll throw something back, you big nose, whatever, and we're just having fun. We're just provoking each other into saying stupid shit, pushing each other's shoulder, and then we get into a little physical wrestling match. You know, brothers do that growing up just for shits and giggles, and sisters pull each other's hair because they can. It's,
yeah, but I'm part
of our instinct as a...
Yeah, I mean, like, look what happened
as a species to be just.
Yeah, I mean, look what happened to Kramer when those black guys went to his comedy show and started calling him like Jewish racial terms and provoked him to say what he said, and then he's the one that gets in trouble.
Yeah, because oftentimes people use that as a reason for a fight. I can't tell you the number of times I've been at a job site And the individual, whether they be black, whether they be brown, whether they be red or white, it don't make any difference to the boss. If you're sitting around picking your nose, not doing the job, talking shit, spending most of your time drinking Pepsi and eating chips and listening to the radio, not painting and not fixing the roof and not doing the asphalting or stocking the shelves or whatever the fuck it is you are paid to do, you're let go. Because there's 15 other people right now this morning standing in line for your job, bitch. All right? Got it?
Exactly.
And the first time, I'm sorry, Jameson, you're fired. Why? Because I'm black? Huh, you let me go because I'm black. That's it. You don't like black people. And it's like, no, motherfucker, you don't stock the shelf. You just sit there listening to Kiss FM, and you're busy, you know, eating your chips and drinking your Pepsi. I don't care if you're black or yellow or green. I let a white guy go yesterday for doing the very same shit. Bitch, go!
Yeah, there you go.
But some people just like to use it as an excuse. They don't want to take responsibility for their own behavior. So they try to put it off on you as being a bigot, or you as being a hater, or as you as looking for... You're not looking at the real shit, dude. This is the problem. And they don't want to talk about the problem. The reason why you're firing me is because I'm not stocking your shelves. I don't want to discuss that because I can't win there. You're right. I haven't been stocking your shelves. You're right. I've been eating candy and listening to the radio all morning and talking to Mary. Sorry. My bad. But I can't. You can't argue with me. It's because I'm black. Is that why you let me go? I'm black. I'm black. Is that it? I am black. So you're letting me go. Well, one has nothing to do with the other, motherfucker. I went and you go because you didn't stock the goddamn shelves. So what they should say is, oh, you're right. I fucked up. I wasn't responsible. I didn't do the job you paid me to do.
Or it's either I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So just because you're losing weight and you happen to use something as simple as a hashtag that you... You're pretty sure, no, I don't know, didn't mean it to be disrespectful, but I wanna freaking shed light on my cause and make me seem more important and attack you, but I'm going to delete what I said so that way, you know, you look like a freaking raving maniac.
Exactly. And that's true. Well, on Facebook, when I do delete a conversation, I delete mine and theirs. So it don't look like I was saying the great thing. You know, you're right.
Yeah.
On editing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so easy. And then take a screenshot. It's like, oh, see. And now when it comes to Adam Rickman, this chick wants him to march for fat pride or fat acceptance. Like, come on. First of all, again, speaking as a fat person, I've lost a lot of weight. But, you know, I'm not trying to get people to accept me.
You're like, doing it for your health.
Yeah, I'm doing it, you know, look, I'm not up to par. I'm not going to, like, unless someone's just being rude and attacking me, oh, you're fat, this, you're fat, like, but I'm not going to be like, if somebody's saying, you know, fat guy, if a chick, and I've heard this chick say, oh, well, fat guys are unattractive. I'm not going to go up to her and say, oh, you're a bitch. Oh, you're this, you're that. I'm not going to try to provoke her. I'll be like, well. You know,
yeah, that's like their taste, you know. I mean, because from your point of view, men are unattractive, right?
Right.
All right. I'm a gay man. I think men are attractive.
Oh, you're gay?
So for you, men are unattractive. I think all men are ugly. I should not ever get offended and come over and go, yeah, really? We got a problem with men? Really? I want you to go out and march for men's pride.
And, well, actually, I'll be the first one to admit, I went to a gay pride parade. But only because, you know, I like listening to electronic dance music.
You're right, and they do have great snacks. Those girls can cook.
You know what? I'm not even going to lie. Those were some delicious-ass cookies. I don't know what was in them.
Uh-huh, but they were great.
They were delicious.
And I've had people eat, 'cause I come off like a straight guy off, I don't know why. I figure there's a sign above my head flashing in neon colors that says gay. But, I've had people come up to me, you're treating me like that because I'm gay and you can't put up with a gay man. It's like, really, motherfucker? You don't realize that I'm gay too? Now get the fuck out of here. You're a lazy clown. You're not doing your job.
Exactly.
And you're right. We as human beings have a tendency to continue to provoke because we don't want to accept responsibility for our own actions and our own behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, man. It's I pretty much, wow, I said everything I need to say.
Pissed off, so I was wondering.
What happened? You were trying to piss me off?
No, I was being sarcastic.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, I would like to thank you for coming out the closet on the show today.
Oh, I've been out of the closet since I was 18. It's no big deal.
Oh. Well, because I didn't know up until today. This is...
Well, for God's sake, don't put this on the air.
I thought...
Oh, I don't want this in public. Now that I've called a live radio
I thought that was a platonic tongue kiss. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well.
Damn.
Now I'm hurt. I'm not cooking you breakfast in the morning, bitch.
Stuck up.
Get your shoes and socks on and get out.
You're stuck up. God.
So, hey, we're having fun here at my little network. We're growing.
Oh, very good. How can people find you?
Oh, timeforhemp.com. We're also on iHeartRadio, Tumblr, SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. And we currently have about 35 hosts now.
Wow.
And we are producing over 70 hours a week of live original content. And let's see, we're doing two hours a week every Tuesday and Thursday in the afternoons. Mike Bafari does a program from Argentina and or Chile. Sometimes he has a guest host there. All in Spanish. And every Friday afternoon from Paris, France, we have a host that does a program for an hour all in French.
Mm.
And started 2 days a week next week, every Monday and Wednesday morning. An hour each morning in Japanese. So we're broadcasting in four different languages now. And our hosts come from, I think, about 17 different countries around the world. So we're having a lot of fun at Time for Hemp Global Broadcasting Network. And pardon the pun, but we continue to grow.
Ah. Nuggets of truth.
There you go. So, yeah, we're having a lot of fun. We've got Ben Swan on as a... host. He originally was just doing little 5-minute nuggets like Paul Harvey. Good day, remember him?
I believe so, yes.
And Ben's had so much fun that he's going to expand his to a 2-hour radio program. Ben's won 2 Emmys and 2 Edward R. Murrow Awards for his reporting while he worked for the Fox Network for his work in journalism. And we got Judge James Gray doing the program each month. That's a lot of fun. And let's see, Terry Joyce, she's the winner of Last Comic Standing. Buck Sticky is joining us this month. So I started doing his show. Buck's got 10 CDs out. He's been on a few TV programs, and he does concerts around the world and has a good following. So that's a lot of fun. So anyway, we got a lot of great hosts on the network, a lot of founders of the movement, and... we're getting the message out, and it's just a lot. I can't tell you how much fun. I didn't intend to build a little network like this, but good golly, Miss Molly, jeepers, Wally,
and
I have to.
And I mean, I know, I got to be a bitch about this right now, but how did you start your network?
Well, you helped, Louie. Had it not been for you to turning me on to how to take more control over your own show, because American Freedom Radio, God love them. You know, they were going under, but they didn't tell anybody for the longest time. They kind of like left us in the dark, and all of a sudden it's like our dad's not around, and we don't have any revenue coming in, and sorry, but we can't afford to sit here and babysit the radio board anymore. We got to get real jobs and go, and goodbye.
Yeah.
I called you up and said, what the hell am I going to do? I don't want to lose this avenue of revenue. I certainly enjoy being a radio host and talking about radio marijuana and having people on and earning a living doing that. That was just a lot of shits and giggles. And you told me how to get a hold of the equipment, directed me towards Spreaker. And when I got on to Spreaker and started editing my own shows, then I submitted my work to iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
And iHeartRadio picked me up, and when they did, Spreaker gave me station status.
Yes.
And I was being a guest speaker at the Seattle Hemp Fest at the time, and going to again this year. And it didn't really register with me what the hell that meant, station status. Okay, that's nice. I'm a station. La, 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 la. And about a month after I got that, I had time to sit and go through my mail. I said, Louie, what the hell do they mean by station status? She said, well, just that, bonehead. Casper, you're a station. And they're not taking it. You can broadcast 24 hours a day and put your own advertising in or no advertising. And I went, huh. Well, I've got a handful of friends who've been in the trenches with me for 22 years, who've been joint hosts and got a lot to say. Maybe they would like to do a show. So I knew I didn't want to hear me 24 hours, so I didn't want to fill it up with Time for Hemp all the time. Time for Hemp Live. I know there are people.
Old man needs to rest his eyes in the hammock once in a while.
Well, no, it's not just that, but I'll only say his name once and let it go. But Russ Belville has the Russ Belville Show, the Russ Belville Network, the Russ Belville Hats. And if you're all in about Russ Belville, then you don't mind being on the Russ Belville Network. But if you're about hemp, then you want to be on the Time for Hemp Network, because it's not all about Casper Leech. If you listen to my radio show, I try to act more like a announcer on my show than a host. So my audience doesn't get tired of me, you know? And so that's when I thought, well, let me call up some of my friends and see if they want to do a show. Because I don't want to do the Casper Leech Network, the Casper Leech Show, and the Casper Leech Hats. Fuck that. I ain't all that. No human being is. But as a team, we kick ass. So I already got Chris Conrad. And I called up Steve Bloom from Celeb Stoner, Chris Conrad. Help Jack Hare write The Emperor Wears No Clothes and has been a founding father in the movement. Called Judge James Gray, who ran for vice president with former Governor Gary Johnson on the Libertarian ticket, see if he wanted to do a show. And, you know, people who've been my friends for a long time, and they were all stoked about it. And so we started just to see how it would work, you know. And Sasha, a kid who lived down the hall, is now my business partner because he developed the website. He also runs the board and runs half the shows now.
Wow.
And I were trying to figure out how to do a live thing and figure it out so everybody can get their own 1 hour into Spreaker and 1 hour into iHeart so they can promote their own selves and this and that. And
we
had a lot to figure out on our own, and we're still figuring it out now. Starting in another couple of weeks, we're going to be constant live stream. We're not stopping at the end of every, you know, at the end, you know, on Spreaker, you stop at the end of every hour or at the end of every show. So that show in and of itself is promotable. It has its own URL and gets its own, right?
Right.
All right. And otherwise, you can broadcast 24/7 and not record anything. That doesn't do anything for your host. So, and then I went like a cookie cutter after AFR, after American Freedom Radio. I did our hours where we did the commercial break at the 18-minute, 38-minute mark. What I did not like about the website of American Freedom Radio was that when you went to it, you didn't even know they had a marijuana show. Unless you looked hard, but you knew that they had shows about UFOs and 9/11 and all kinds of, you know, conspiracies and all that stuff. And they weren't even promoting stuff on their website by their own host. They had YouTube video clips from people who were not even on their network. I guess that's to promote their concepts and their ideas. So when you come to timeforhemp.com, it's all about hemp. And you come quickly and find out that we are a team of people. Yeah, to find me on my own website, you have to look. I think it's alphabetical. I'm on the list as just one of the hosts because I am just one of many people on my network that makes it so good, because as a team, we kick ass. And every host has his own bio page. They all have their own archive page. So if you like their programming, you can go and listen to all of their shows and find them easily. And so just by accident, with your prodding and your direction, my huspa and my determination and the help of Sasha,
mm-hmm.
we from the middle of last October to the end of June have successfully built a global broadcasting network that has 30 hosts, giving you about 70 hours a week of original content about the need to end prohibition.
So what's the next step? What's the next level?
Well, we're kicking it. I'm really excited now. Sorry, I had to take a drink of coffee.
Yeah.
Really excited now because we got a little more dollars coming in. And right now we've been ending each broadcast at the end of every hour or every 2 hours, whatever it is. You know, Timmy and Tipton show, we just sign off, say thank you. And if you want to hear the next show, you got to refresh your browser. And then like Time for Hemp Live will come on, and then you refresh your browser for the next show. Well, we're getting the equipment so that we're able to do it continuously live.
Oh.
Without having to stop, kind of like when you go to Kiss FM or Q95 and you listen to their stuff, mm-hmm. and you hit play, you can walk away, and for 8 hours, your computer will play Kiss FM.
You know, and since it's on iHeartRadio, have you tried submitting it to TuneIn?
Yes, I think we might even be on TuneIn. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, let's check right now. You know, and, you know, people could listen to you in their cars. Now they don't have to be tethered to a computer.
I remember I submitted it, and I got a response back from them. Can't remember what it was. But, so, that's our next thing. So, we're gonna become a continuous live stream. And that just tickles the shit out of me. And then right after that, we're going to open up our midnight to 8 a.m. scheduling. Because my attitude is, during that time of day in Europe, it's the afternoon.
Apparently, you were on WEFT 90.1.
I am on TuneIn.
Yeah, there was long time ago, 2010. All right. Well, that's. Oh well.
I'll have to follow up on that, figure out what it is I got to do with those people. How's that?
Well, there you go. I mean, the more places you are, the more places people can listen to your show.
But anyway, so that's the next thing up. And then the next thing we want to do is get the equipment that allows us to broadcast straight into satellite and purchase time from like a Discovery Channel satellite or a cable network satellite that is looking for additional revenue. And use part of their band to broadcast our entire network. Because one thing that is we're unique. We're the only thing out there right now that's all about marijuana, that's in iHeartRadio, that is a team of people doing all about marijuana of this nature, you know, this high quality of standard as well, doing it live in so many different languages. And so because of that, we are a unique beast. We're leading the way. And If someone like Sirius was to pick us up, or we were able to get onto a satellite network in some way, it's not like one show's coming. We've already got like 30 shows and a team of hosts, and we've already got content for 24/7. And so we're ready to let the world know that it really is time for hemp.
All righty then. Wow. All right. So inadvertently, I help save the marijuana movement. Alrighty, so we're having technical difficulties, so I guess we're gonna end the show. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Apocalypse, Goofy Bone, the intern, Casper, thanks for calling in. And if you're listening to this on YouTube or on the Spreaker stream, thank you for listening. This has been the Crossyard Radio Show, and from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show, donk.